啊，我们感谢主，让我们这个周末在主面前一同交通尼希米记。
We thank the Lord for this opportunity this weekend to share on the book of Nehemiah.
我们都知道，旧约圣经最后的一段历史是以色列人被掳归回的历史。
You know, the last chapter in the history of the Old Testament concerns the return from captivity.
他们从被掳一直到最后尼希米把城墙城门建造起来，大概中间有160年
的时间。From the time they were first captured to Babylon until the rebuilding of the city through Nehemiah encompasses about 160 years.
这也是神在旧约时代中间最后的一段工作。
And this is the last piece of work that God is doing in His people in the Old Testament.
而在这一段的历史当中，
And during this portion of history,
最后的一个部分就是尼希米。
The last chapter concerns Nehemiah.
那么我们知道以色列人被掳之后，他们回归的有三批人。
We know that there were three groups that returned from captivity in Babylon.
而尼希米呢是最后一批归回的人。
And Nehemiah consisted of the third group that returned.
而他们用了大概52天的时间就把城墙城门都恢复。
And we know that in 52 days they restored the walls and the gates.
我们知道等到尼希米结束以后，
And we know that at the conclusion of Nehemiah,
就整个旧约都结束，
the Old Testament is concluded.
然后神就预备了，开始一个新约的时代。
And then God ushers in the New Testament.
所以很多读经的人都告诉我们说，这一段末后的历史，对着今天我们这些活在末后时代中的圣徒是格外来的重要。
So those who study the Bible tell us that this last chapter in the Old Testament concerns us who live in the end days.
虽然环境和时间都不一样，
even though the times and the seasons are different,
但是原则上是一样，
but in principle they are the same.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的迫近，
we know that the return of our Lord is near.
但愿我们能够像这些被掳归回的这般百姓一样。
May we be like these people that have returned from captivity.
我们知道圣经也称他们为余数 ，remnant.
They are considered the remnant in the Old
Testament. 他并不是所有以色列百姓都回归。
Not all of the people returned.
是他们中间极少数的人回归。
A small remnant returned.
所以这也是在末后时代神对教会一个重要的呼召。
And so this is an important calling to the church today.
愿我们都能听见神的声音。
May we hear the voice of God.
在最后这段时间中答应神的呼召。
That in these last days we would respond to God's call.
做这个余数。
That we might do the work of restoration.
The remnant.
That we might be this remnant.
好，我们能够在这样一点点的时间中，能回到神的心意里面。
That in this short period of time remaining, we might enter into the heart of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们就有福了。
Then we will be blessed.
我想这是今天主对于神的儿女们也是重要的一个挑战。
And so this is also an important.This is the challenge of God to His people.
我们有没有听见神的呼召呢？
Do we hear His call?
我们愿意答应他的呼召吗？
Are we willing to respond to that call?
这是神留给我们在地上一个重要的机会。
This is an important opportunity God presents to each of us.
主耶稣在马太福音第二十章。
Our Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 20.
曾经给我们一个比喻。
Gives us an example.
最近这一段时间呢，我每一次想到这个比喻，我就很兴奋啊。
These days when I think of this example that our Lord gives, it excites me.
那么这个比喻是什么呢？
And what is this example?
这比喻讲到说有一个天国的王。
It speaks of a heavenly king.
他有一个葡萄园
who has a vineyard.
所以他从一清早就招人进葡萄园去做工。
And he asked workers from the early morning to come into his vineyard to work.
他答应他们继续做工一天的工价是一钱银子。
And he promises them one piece of silver for a day's work.
所以早晨有人进去。
So early in the morning, some come into the vineyard to work.
九点钟的时候呢，看见还有人又招了一批。
And at 9 in the morning, he sees there are more people, so he calls them in to work.
然后12点又招了一批。
And at noon, another group.
然后下午3点钟招了一批。
And then at 3 in the afternoon, he calls more.
还有一些人呢，是在有出的时候，就是在5点钟的时候又被招进去了。
And then even at 5 p.m., almost during quitting time, he calls another group in.
所以只有一个钟头的工作，整个工作就结束。
Within an hour, the work would be completed.
到了发工钱的时候,
and when it's time to hand out the wages,
主人就发给每个人, 一块, 一钱银子。
At the time where the master hands out the wages, every worker received one piece of silver.
有的人呢就埋怨了，说我们做了一天的工才一千银子，他那个进来一个钟头他也得一千银子。
And then so some workers complain, we've worked the entire day and we received the same wage as those that came in at 5 p.m.
主人就对其中一个人说。
And then the master replied to one of them.
他说我没亏负你，我们讲好一千银子的。
And he said, I didn't rip you off. We agreed on this wage.
然后主就说，在后的将要在前。
And then he says, the last shall be first.
弟兄姊妹们，主为什么说这样的一个比喻呢？
Why did the Lord give this example?
我们晓得这个比喻是特别为着末后时代的圣徒的。
This example is for those of us living in the end times.
别人做了一整天才得到一千银子。
Some have worked the entire day and received that one piece of silver.
今天我们知道主回来的日子非常的迫近啊。
We know that the return of our Lord is near.
在这个时候，如果你答应主的呼召进去，也许一个钟头，你就得着了历世历代那些爱主的圣徒们所要得着的奖赏。
We may respond to the Lord's call now, but we will receive the same reward as those who have served the Lord throughout history.
所以你看，我们是不是应该很兴奋呢
？So shouldn't we be excited?
我看弟兄姊妹好像都不大兴奋。
I see that you are not that excited.
我是很兴奋的。
I'm very excited.
这个时候我一定要抓住主的心意，好好的跟随主。
I ought to take hold of the Lord's call and follow him faithfully.
尼希米记特别告诉我们，52天就把神所要的工作恢复了。
And the book of Nehemiah tells us that in 52 days the work was completed.
我们知道在旧约中的这些余数，其实就是启示录里面所说的得胜者。
And we know that the remnant mentioned in Nehemiah refers to the overcomers in Revelation.
你愿意做得胜者吗?
Are you willing to be an overcomer?
起来遵行主的旨意。
To hold fast to the Lord's will.
其实主对我们的要求并不多的。
You know, the Lord's demands upon us are few.
所以这一班被掳归回的人，他们有一个心愿回去。
These ones who have returned from captivity have a desire.
他们只有在短短的时间中遵行了神的旨意，就在主的跟前成为永远的纪念。
Because they were faithful in these small things and in a short period of time, they are honored by the Lord.
特别尼希米记第三章。
Especially when we look in Nehemiah chapter 3.
我们知道这是永远的纪念。
This is an eternal remembrance.
这班人要得着神的奖赏的。
These are a group of people who will receive the reward.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
这次我们用了四次的时间和弟兄姊妹讲到这段末后的历史。
During 4 sessions, I've been sharing with you on this latter piece of history.
这实在是今天神给教会最重要的一个提醒。
This is an important reminder to the church today.
愿我们都能成为有耳可听的人，能听见主的话。
That we might be those with an ear to hear.
我们讲到在尼希米记里面
We know that in the book of Nehemiah,
仇敌 所有的攻击最重要的两件事情，一个就是城墙，一个是城门。
The attack of the enemy came upon the wall and the gates of the city.
他们把耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁了。
When they destroyed the wall,
把城门用火焚烧了。
And when they burned down the gates,
我们知道这个影响非常的大。
We know the impact was great.
我们讲过第一件事情影响了神在这个城中间的主权。
It influenced God's government in the city.
影响了神在这个他百姓中间的管理秩序。
And it influenced the order that occurs throughout the city.
因为城墙毁了，城门被火焚烧之后呢，这个城中间要管理就非常困难了。
Because the walls and the gates were destroyed, the government was difficult to establish.
那城中不仅有他们的政府的中心，还有圣殿在那里。
Not only was the government there, the temple was there.
所以这个城墙没有了，城门被火焚烧之后呢，圣殿里面所有的敬拜侍奉那个纯洁都失去了。
And because the wall and the gates were burned down, the worship and service in the temple was lost.
那以色列人他们的生活呢，也完全打乱。
And then their lives were chaotic.
你知道我十多年前我去过耶路撒冷。
You know, about a decade ago, I went to Jerusalem.
你知道有一件很有趣的是什么呢？我发现。
Something interesting I noticed.
以色列人住在这里，隔壁就是巴勒斯坦人。
The Israelites lived side by side with the Palestinians.
这个窗户一打开就是敌人。
They open their window and the enemy is there.
这个巴勒斯坦人、阿拉伯人跟这个以色列人混杂在一起居住。
The Arabs and the Israelites were intertwined.
所以你看看他们的生活是多么的乱。
And so at that time, their lives were full of chaos.
对，那个街上面呢，有以色列人的餐馆，也有巴勒斯人餐馆。那么当然呢，也有我们的中国餐馆。
There were Israeli restaurants and Arab restaurants, and then there were also a few Chinese restaurants.
那天我们正好碰到安息日。
And then we happened to be there on the Sabbath.
因为安息日呢，犹太人是不生火的，所以你没有热食吃的。
On the Sabbath, the Jews rest, so you couldn't get a hot meal.
所以那个导游呢，就把我们带到了巴勒斯坦人开的餐馆去吃。
And so the tour guide brought us into the Palestinian restaurant.
因为他们不过这个安息日。
Because they don't remember the Sabbath.
所以你看见当他们这种混杂在一起的时候。以色列人想要过一个敬虔的生活都很困难。
So because they're intertwined with foreigners, it was difficult for the Jews to live a separated and holy life.
所以弟兄姊妹就知道这个城墙和城门是多么重要的一件事。
So we come to understand the importance of the wall and the gates.
那么神借着这一段的历史告诉我们在末后时代的教会。
And this last portion of history in the Old Testament tells us about the condition of the church today.
今天仇敌对教会所产生最厉害的攻击。
Today the enemy is attacking the church.
在原则上面来讲，就是这个城墙和这个城门。
In principle, by representation, the enemy is attacking the wall and the gates of the church.
我们讲过，这个城墙乃是一个分别的原则。
The wall represents a separation.
神在旧约时代中一直的教导他的百姓要过圣别的生活。
Throughout the Old Testament, God calls his people to live a holy life.
在今天这个时代中，弟兄姊妹，圣洁的生活也是非常的重要。
Today, a holy life is just as important.
我们时代处在一个邪恶又淫乱的时代。
We are indeed living in an evil and wicked generation.
我们晓得这个罪恶的东西啊，都已经进到我们家里面去了。
We know that the wickedness of sin has entered into our households.
我相信你们有很多做父母的人呢，对儿女这个常常上网了，忧心忡忡，对不对？
And I'm sure some of the parents are very concerned when their kids go online.
那孩子把这个房门一关起来，在里面去玩电脑，你就不知道他看什么东西呢。
When the kids shut their door and go on the computer, you don't know what they're looking at.
我们那里曾经有个做父亲的就是这样。
And in our fellowship, we had a father who was very concerned.
跟这个儿子之间呢，跟那个读高中的儿子之间产生很大的争执。
And with his high school son, there was a conflict.
他对那个儿子说,
And he told his son,
你回到家里面, 你不可以关门。
He said, you can't shut your door.
但这个儿子说, 我有我的 privacy, 我有我的隐私权, 我当然要关门了。
And the son told the father, you have to respect my privacy.
所以你看一到放学之后呢那个父亲跟那个儿子两个人 一个开门一个关门两个站在这就搞这个门口
So the father and son are pushing on and shoving on the door、
啊、这个儿子也生气爸爸也生气
The son was angry and the father was angry
好结果有一天这个儿子去上学了
And then one day the son went to school
他爸爸干脆把门拆掉把那门给拆掉
The father took down the door
所以这个儿子一回来一看门不见了
So when the son came home, he saw the door was missing.
他就从那天开始起再也不叫他爸爸。
And from that day on, he no longer called him father.
我们都知道这是现代人所遇见的很大难处。
This is something we face today.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是仇敌的工作吗？
This is the work of the enemy.
今天撒旦所有利用他那个败坏的权权势是无孔不入的。
Satan is using all his forces to engage the church.
所以我们的生活多么需要建立一道城墙啊。
So how important it is that we establish a wall of separation.
更可怕的是这个世界的东西大量的进到教会里面。
And even more frighteningly, the things of the world enter into the church.
所以把一个圣洁的教会把它弄得变成非常的污秽可怕。
And a church that ought to be holy has become something very frightening.
我相信你们在新闻上都看见。
And I think you've seen the news.
不仅在基督教的世界里面出现很多侍奉主的人犯淫乱。
And not only are not only do you see much sin in pastors committing sins.
那么你看见天主教现在那个神父在欧洲呢，不得了的那个。挖出来那个新闻多可怕
You see all the problems that are facing the Catholic Church.
我们就晓得这个叫做什么？这个叫做城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
This represents the destruction of the wall and the gates.
所以我们实在是处在一个非常危险的时代。
So we're living in dangerous times.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要有一个圣别的界限。
Brothers and sisters, we have to establish a wall of separation.
我们讲到这个墙呢，保护这个门的。
The walls protect the gates.
因为这每一个门都代表一个重要的真理。
Because these gates represent an important truth.
我们基督徒是借着真理的经历，可以进到神的跟前。
And through these experiences in truth, we enter into the presence of God.
所以这个墙一被毁坏，这个门就失去意义了。
So if the walls are broken, then the gate has no function.
那个门扇也被火烧掉了。
And because the gates are burned down as well,
弟兄姊妹，你看见一点的保护都没有。
You see that there is no protection from outside.
我们讲到这个门也是一个交通的一个原则。
And we also talked about how this gate represents an entry and exit point.
我们有一个门呢。
There is a door.
你个每个家都有一个门，对不对
？And each of your houses has a door.
你家里的门谁可以进来，谁不能进来，你可以做主的。
Whoever enters and exits, it's up to you.
教会也应该是有门的。
And the church ought to also have a door.
谁可以进来，谁不能进来，这是应该有个原则的。
Who is allowed to enter and who isn't? There should be a principle.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神用尼希米记对我们这末后时代的圣徒说的话是非常重要的话。
So the words of the Lord found in Nehemiah are important to us living in these end times.
我再说，盼望我们每个弟兄姊妹都成为有耳可听的人。
And I hope that we can all be those with an ear to hear.
主回来的脚步非常的临近。
The footsteps of the Lord are near.
我们只不过是有一点点的时间而已。
We only have a little bit of time left.
这是神给我们的机会。
And this is an opportunity given to us by God.
抓住这个机会。
We can hold on to this opportunity.
谁愿意向尼希米他们这班人回去重建城墙？
And who is willing to
build 城门？
Who is willing to be like Nehemiah and rebuild the city?
弟兄姊妹，你是有福的。
You are blessed.
你会抓住了这最后的一个机会，能够得着神从创世以来所要赐给你的福气。
If you are willing to take hold of this opportunity and receive the blessing from God.
所以尼希米记。
So the book of Nehemiah.
是旧约圣经向着末后圣徒最后最重要的一个呼召。
The book of Nehemiah is an important call to us who live in these end days.
我们感谢神,
we thank our Lord. This last piece of history in the Old Testament is recorded. And it has clear principles. And it tells us what our goal as Latter-day Christians ought to be and how we ought to serve. Last night we mentioned
这整个城墙和城门的修复的工作
that the repair of the wall, the detailed account of the repair of the wall and the gates are written in chapter
3.
And this portion of scripture is very important.
它一共讲到一共有十个城门,
10 gates are mentioned.
这十个城门代表着在末后时代教会所应当持守的十个重要的真理。
These 10 gates represent 10 principles that ought to be upheld by the church. Because each gate allows us to enter into the presence of God. So these 10 truths must be recovered. We thank our Lord. His word is clear.
我们读了这些话之后,
we hope that when we read these words, we are enlightened within. Last evening, we discussed the first 5 gates.
那么我想我不需要再重复,
and I won't review these.
若这两天你没有来的, 那么你愿意知道的, 你回去再听听录音好了。
And if you're interested in hearing about the first 5 gates and you weren't here last night, you can listen to the recording.
今天早晨我们要看这另外五个门它的属灵的意义。
This morning we'd like to look at the spiritual meaning behind the second 5 gates.
请弟兄姊妹打开尼希米记第三章。
Please turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 3.
那么 我们要读的这一段经文比较长。
This portion we want to read is a bit long.
我们可能要从这个第十五节一直读到二十六节。
And we'll read from verse 15.
27节, 对不起。
From verse 15 to verse 27.
那么这样我读一节中文, 那么我们的弟兄读一节这个英文。
And we'll read one verse in Chinese and one in English.
那么请弟兄姊妹仔细地, 看着这个圣经。 好,我们先读第15节。
Verse 15.
管理米斯巴各河西的儿子沙伦修造全门,立门盖门顶,安门扇和栓锁。 又修造靠近王园希罗亚池的墙垣，直到那从大卫城下来的台阶。Shalom,
the son of Kol-Hoze, the official of the district of Mizpah, repaired the fountain gate. He built it, covered it, and hung its doors with its bolts and its bars, and the wall of the pool of Shelah at the king's gardens as far as the steps that descend from the city of David.
第十六节, 其次是管理伯树的一半, 亚普的儿子尼希米修造, 直到大卫坟地的对面, 又到挖城的池子, 并勇士的房屋。
After him, Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, official of half the district of Beth-Azur, made repairs as far as a point opposite the tombs of David and as far as the artificial pool and the house of the mighty men.
其次是利未人巴尼的儿子利宏修造, 其次是管理基伊拉一半哈撒比亚为他所管的本境修造。
After him, the Levites carried out repairs under Rehum, the son of Bani. Next to him, Hashabiah, the official of half the district of Keilah carried out repairs for his district.
第十八节，其次是利未人弟兄中管理基伊拉那一半，希拿达的儿子巴瓦宜修造。
Verse 18, after him, their brothers carried out repairs under Bavai, the son of Henadad, official of the other half of the district of Keilah.
其次是管理米斯巴耶稣亚的儿子以谢修造一段，对着五库的上坡城墙转弯之处。
And next to him, Ezer, the son of Jeshua, the official of Mizpah,repaired another section in front of the ascent of the armory at the angle.
其次是撒拜的儿子巴路竭力修造一段，从城墙转弯直到大祭司以利亚时的府门。
After him, Baruch, the son of Zabai, zealously repaired another section from the angle to the doorway of the house of Eliashib, the high priest.
二十一节，其次是哈哥斯的孙子乌利亚的儿子米利莫修造一段，从以利亚时的府门直到以利亚时府的尽头。
21. After him, Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Hazok, repaired another section from the doorway of Eliashib's house, even as far as the end of his house.
其次是住平原的祭司修造。
And after him, the priest, the man of the valley, carried out repairs.
其次是便雅悯与哈素对着自己的房屋修造，其次是亚纳尼的孙子马西亚的儿子亚撒利亚在靠近自己的房屋修造。
After them, Benjamin and Hashab carried out repairs in front of their house, and after them, Azariah the son of Maasiah, son of Ananiah, carried out repairs beside his house.
二十四节。其次是希拿达的儿子宾内修造一段，从亚撒利亚的房屋直到城墙转弯，又到城角。
And after him, Binui, the son of Henadad, repaired another section from the house of Azariah as far as the angle and as far as the corner.
乌塞的儿子巴拉修造对着城墙的转弯和往上宫突出来的城楼。靠近护卫院的那一段，其次是巴路的儿子皮大雅修造。
Palal, the son of Uzai, made repairs in front of the angle and the tower projecting from the upper house of the king, which is by the court of the guard. After him, Padiah, the son of Parosh, made repairs.
二十六节，尼基尼住在俄菲勒，直到朝东水门的对面和突出来的城楼。
26. And the temple servants living in Ophel made repairs as far as the front of the water gate toward the east and the projecting tower.
其次是提哥雅人又修一段，对着那突出来的大楼，直到俄非勒的墙。
27. After him, the Tekoites repaired another section in front of the great projecting tower and as far as the wall of Ophel.
所以在这十个城门里面，第六个门是全门。
So among these ten gates, the sixth gate is this fountain gate.
我们讲到这个属灵的意义呢，是借着基督那个活泉的供应来到神的跟前。
And the spiritual meaning is that through the abundant supply of our Lord Jesus, we come before God.
我们晓得从这个全门一直到水门
，from the fountain gate all the way to the water gate，
这是以色列耶路撒冷圣城的水源地。
This forms the canals that run around Jerusalem。
所以那个水门的意思呢，就借着基督的满有生命来到神的跟前。
And the water gate represents how through His abundant life。We come before God.
所以这两个门都跟这个水发生关系，是跟生命发生关系。
And so the fountain gate and the water gate have to do with water, and that represents life.
所以我们先讲一下这个全门。
And first, we'll talk about the fountain gate.
这个全门就讲到主耶稣基督是我们里面生命的活泉。
It talks about how within us is a spring of living water. We remember in John chapter 4,
主耶稣曾经来到了撒玛利亚,
our Lord came to Samaria.
在雅各井那里呢,
and by the well of Jacob, he encountered that the woman from Samaria. And we know that this woman was very pathetic.
有了五个丈夫,
and she had five husbands, and the sixth was not even her husband. She lived a dry, a withered life.
那么到了只有大这个日正当中那个最热的时候，别人不敢出门的时候，他才敢偷偷的跑到雅各井去打一点水。
And at the heat of the noonday sun, when no one else would venture out, she snuck out to get some water out of the well.
虽然这个撒玛利亚的妇人也有信仰，
even though she had a faith,
religion,
or she had religion,
但是那个不能满足她。
But that did not fulfill her. So we thank the Lord. Our Lord found someone with need. And so the Lord met her. And at that place,
we know that Samaritan woman
We know that from the Lord, that Samaritan woman received a spring of living water.
结果呢，我们知道她整个生命就有了一个大的改变。
And we know that her life was changed completely.
就是说我所赐给你的水，在里面要成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And the Lord told her, the water I give you shall become a spring flowing out of you unto eternity.
弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我想我们都应该清楚, 当我们在蒙恩得救的那一天, 主所赐给你的是一个生命的活泉。
We ought to be clear on this matter that when we believe, what the Lord gives us is this spring welling up from within.
你应该活在这个生命的活泉的供应里面。
And we need to live within that supply of that spring.
当这个生命的活泉在里面的时候呢,
And when we have this spring of living water, then the life we live will be fresh. And it'll be full of
滋润, 这个
moisture.
那你看见这个撒玛利亚的妇人多可怜呢?
We saw how sad this Samaritan woman was.
她从前就是拎个水罐子去打水。
She brought her bucket to get water out of the well.
一有了这个活泉之后呢，就把水罐子丢掉了。
But when she touched the living spring, she threw that bucket away.
你原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying.
有很多基督徒啊，
Many Christians
一直到今天不知道怎样回到这个生命的活泉里面得供应。
Don't know how to return to the source of the living water.
我们还是拎着水罐子到处去打水。
We are carrying our buckets around and getting water out of the well.
那里有一个什么特别聚会，这里有个什么什么什么什么分心会，就拎着水罐子去打点水。
There's a special conference here or special meeting. We bring our water bucket to get some water.
甚至有时候主日呢，就是拎着水罐子来打水了。
Or on Sunday morning, we bring our water bucket.
今天如果这里有活水，那么还打了点水，打了点水啊，喝不来两三天就没了。
And if there's some water here on Sunday, it lasts us 2 or 3 days, and then it's gone.
过两天又要去拎着水罐子到处去打水。
And then we bring our bucket elsewhere to get water.
主告诉我们说, 我所给你们的是生命的活泉。
Our Lord tells us that what He gives us is living water.
是一直要涌到永生的。
Springing up and lasting to eternity.
不错, 我们也需要听到, 需要得点帮助, 这是没有错的。
It's true, we need to hear preaching.
但是如果你是靠那个东西过生活的话呢,
but if you're
那是不够的。
But if you're relying on that for life, then that is not enough.
你要知道在你里面有一个生命的活泉。
You have to realize that within you have a living spring.
今天你要在这个生命的活泉里面得供应。
And you have to receive supply from that spring within.
你看有很多时候我们基督徒啊，聚会过一阵子就变得好像陈旧，不新鲜了，对不对？
It seems like sometimes we come to meetings and then things become dull and nothing is fresh.
你知道只有活在老旧的生命，原来的生命里面才会有成就。
You know, if
old life.
If we live in that old life, then things become stagnant.
所以你看见现在这个教会在底下一直要变，整天要变花样，变要刺激大家，对不对？
So you see in the church today, things are always changing to try to stimulate people.
那哪里有新的东西出来说，哦，大家一窝蜂就去，结果没过几天又旧了，又要换到另外一个地方去，去找刺激。
If something new arises, people are drawn to that, but then that becomes old, and people are looking for some new stimulation.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要过这样的生活吗？
Do we have to live like this?
我们不需要，因为你活在生命的泉源里面，说这个泉水涌出来，它永远是新的。
And if we live within the spring that wells up from within, then all things are fresh.
你们看过那个泉水吗？
Have you seen a spring or a fountain?
那个泉水每时每刻出来都是新的，对不对？
Every time water comes out, it's fresh.
它不可能停在那里的。
And it doesn't become stagnant.
所以如果你活在这个活泉的生活里面，你任何时候都是新鲜的。
So if you live in that spring, then you will constantly feel fresh.
我举一个实际的例子。
And I'll give you an example.
如果你是刚蒙恩得救到这里来的，头一次听见这个诗歌，哎呦，好新鲜啊！这个第一次听嘛，当然。
When we first believe and come here, and when we sing the hymns, they seem so fresh to us.
如果你在这里聚会了十年呢？
But then you come for 10 years.
弟兄说，请大家唱第十个，哎呀，又是这一首。
And then the leading brother says, let's sing this hymn. And you say, oh, that hymn again. I've sung that 100 times. I have no reaction to that hymn. Why can't the leading brothers lead us in some new, fresh hymns? This shows us something. You're living in the old life. If you're living with that new life,
即使这个诗歌是唱了几百遍
，Even if you've sung that hymn 100 times，
但是每一次唱，它里面人就是新鲜的。
Every time you sing it's fresh。
弟兄姊妹，你懂吗
？Do you understand？
我们不是要求环境上面的改变。
We don't want to change the exterior。
主从来不做这个事情。
The Lord never does that work。
主是给我们里面的改变。
The Lord changes us from within。
生命的泉源不断在涌流的。
That the well, the spring of living water might continuously flow.
这个才是秘诀呢。
This is the secret.
并且呢，弟兄姊妹们，你要过干净的生活吗？
And for us to live a life of cleanliness.
我们知道只有泉水是最干净的。
The spring water is the cleanest.
所以在旧约圣经里面给我们看见，这个泉水被称为是活水。
So the spring water is called the living water.
因为呢，这个泉水一直在涌啊。
Because the living water flows continuously.
你不可能把什么脏东西丢在里面，它一直存留在那里。因为泉水在涌，你丢进去把它冲掉了，对不对？
You can't keep something dirty in that water because it's constantly rushing and washes it away.
在今天这个污秽的世界里面。
In this dirty and corrupt world.
只有一个活在活泉生命里面的人，他永远过清洁的生活。
Only one who abides in that living spring lives this cleansed life.
主已经把这个秘诀给我们了。
The Lord has given us the secret.
弟兄姊妹，很可惜，就是因为我们人里面有旧生命。有新生命。
Sadly, we have our old lives along with the new life.
我们就是活在旧生里面，活得很习惯。
We're used to our old life.
我们活在新生命里面不大习惯。
And we're not used to the new life.
所以西方人有一句话说哈，这个旧袜子总是穿得舒服。
So the old socks are always more comfortable.
我们就喜欢活在这个旧生命里面。
We like to abide in that old life.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
不管你多聪明，
doesn't matter how smart you are.
不管你有多有智慧，多有才干，
doesn't matter how many resources you have.
你只要活在旧生命里面，
as long as you live in that old life,
我可以告诉你，有一天你就枯干。
One day you will wither.
你永远不会满足的。
And you'll never be satisfied.
你要活在这个新生命里面。
But if you abide in that new life,
它就是无穷的供应。
Then it will continuously supply you.
我曾经多处跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说我很怕讲道。
I actually have told many people, I don't like to preach.
我刚蒙恩得救时一想到，哇，这个每个礼拜都要讲一篇道，一年讲52篇，我就吓倒了。
When I first began to serve the Lord, and I thought that I had to preach every Sunday for 52 times a year, I was frightened.
10年要讲520篇,
And in 10 years, I would have to speak 520 times.
我可以告诉你们, 我从蒙召出来侍奉主到今天已经差不多快40年了,讲了40年了。
And I'll tell you that from the day I was called to serve the Lord until now, it's been about 40 years.
你哪有这么多东西讲? 我也想过哪有这么多东西可以讲。
And I never imagined I would have the amount of material I've had.
弟兄姊妹,
then I discovered something. Within me, the Lord has given me a small fountain. Even though my spring doesn't compare with the Apostle Paul or John, but this little spring is alive. So this is the secret of my service. I've relied upon this little spring for 40 years. Not only does it supply my need, sometimes I bring this little water to others and others are supplied. So I've brought a little bit of water. I don't know if you will be supplied.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but our Lord has given us this living spring.
你懂得活在这个活泉里面的话呢,你的生命充满喜乐, 充满新鲜。
And if you abide in this fountain, you will always be filled with joy and the sense of freshness.
并且你这个基督徒是个活的基督徒。
And you are a living Christian.
多么宝贵。
And how precious this is. So we have to enter through the fountain gate.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
在这一段的经文里面,
in this portion of scripture,
we see
the most number of people repairing this gate. Many things need to be protected.
这里我只能简单的提,因为时间有限,
for the sake of time, I'll mention them briefly.
比方说这里有一个希罗亚池子,
for example, there's this pool of Selah.
我们知道这个希罗亚池呢, 那这是, 在以赛亚书里面告诉我们这个希罗亚池的水是缓缓地流动的。
The book of Isaiah tells us that this pool of Selah has calm waters.
它是slow的那个slow-moving
waters.
那么这告诉我们在生命的经历上面呢，我们是渐渐的长进。And
this tells us that in our spiritual life, we grow slowly.
你记得在约翰福音第九章那里，Remember
in the Gospel of John chapter 9,
主医治好一个瞎眼的人，The
Lord heals a blind person.
他就叫这个人到希罗亚池去洗眼睛。And
he tells this blind person to wash at the pool of
Siloam. 结果他的眼睛就开了。
And then his eyes are open.
希罗亚的意思被奉差遣的意思, being sent.
And so this pool means to be sent.
那希罗亚池需要保护.
And so this pool needs a wall of protection.
那里还有以色列君王的个园子.
And then also in verse 15, you find the king's garden.
因为那个是王啊,歇息的地方,休息的地方。
It is the place for the king to rest.
那里还有大卫下来的台阶。
And it also has the steps that descend from the city of David.
讲到大卫的生活,他是如何降卑他的自己。
It speaks of how David's life was one of submission and humility.
那么还有大卫的坟地在那里。
And then also the tombs of the family of David.
那里有勇士的房屋。
And then the house of the mighty men.
那么还有挖成的许多池子。
And then all the pools that were dug out.
然后那里还有武库, 就是放兵器的库。
The storehouse for the weapons.
所以你看见在这里有很多的东西需要保护的。
So many items needed to be protected by the wall.
弟兄姊妹,这些和生命的经历都有关系的。
And these have to do with our life experience.
然后在这里呢,我们读到四处圣经讲到它有拐弯之处。
And then in four verses, it speaks of the angle.
我们知道这个转弯的地方呢,都是特别比较吃力的。
And it's difficult to build around angles.
就像会幕里面的那个48块竖板一样。
And it's like the the boards in the temple.
那么在拐转弯的地方呢，它需要加半块板子来加力量。
When there's an angle, that wall has to be enforced by another board.
啊，因为这个转弯的地方呢是特别的困难的。
It's difficult to build around these turns.
在教会历史上也是这样，每一次一个转弯的地方啊，你看见神要加力量。
And it's true throughout church history, whenever there's a turn or a change, God has to add strength to that.
感谢主，有一些人他们真的是为着主的缘故付上了代价去修复这些。
We thank the Lord. Some have given up their lives in order to build that angle.
你如果看那个图的话啊，
If you look at that picture I gave you,
你看见在这个地方它有两道城墙。
You see that there's a two walls running in parallel.
所以这个意思说它是特别需要保护起来的。
And this reinforces the idea that this area needs to be protected.
所以今天在教会里面，这个新的生命是特别需要保护。
So in the church, the new life needs to be protected.
特别需要恢复。
Needs to be recovered.
啊，教会只有活在主给我们这个生命的活泉里面，弟兄姊妹们，教会才能够有一个美丽生命的见证。
Only when we live in that living spring do we have a beautiful church life.
啊，基督徒的生活才充满了喜乐，充满了新鲜。
Then our lives as Christians will be filled with joy.
所以从泉门的一直到水门。
So from the fountain gate to the water gate.
啊，我们知道这是实在在神的心意中间，这也是很清楚的。
It's clear what God wants to show us.
我们是从有生命活泉的涌流，要到达满有基督的生命。
Through the spring that wells up from within, we want to experience the abundant life of Christ.
所以这第七个门叫做水门。
So the seventh gate is the water gate.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天基督徒所有的享受、所有的经历，都应该在生命的里面。
All of our enjoyment has to be found in the realm of life.
当神把生命给我们的时候，神就是把他所有一切都给了我们。
When God gives us His new life, He gives us everything.
啊，我们如果把这个生命的美德显出来，那就是见证。
If we live out the beauty of that life, then that is testimony.
所以这是神至高的心意。
And this is God's highest purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神能为人所做最大的事情。就是把他自己的生命给我们。
The greatest thing that God can do for us is to give us His own life.
你知道神要把这个生命给一个堕落的罪人是多么不容易啊。
Do you know how difficult it is for God to give His everlasting life to a corrupt sinner?
他要舍弃他的儿子啊。
He had to give up His own son.
让他的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
His son had to come in the flesh.
经过33年半痛苦的日子。
To suffer for 33.5 years.
最后被羞辱地挂在十字架上。
And finally, in great shame, hung on the cross.
我们的主付上这么重大的代价，那个目的是什么呢？就是为要把神的生命给我们。
Our Lord suffered such great agony for what? In order that God might give His life to us.
所以我们思想主的救恩，我们要何等的珍惜主所给我们的生命。
So when we think upon our Lord's salvation, we have to truly honor and cherish that life He has given us.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要懂得如何按照生命的感觉活在神的跟前。
We have to live according to that flow of life.
这是基督徒今天在主跟前一个最基本的生活。
And this should be a basic learning that we Christians must have.
所以约翰在晚年时候就告诉我们。
So John in his later days tell us,
一个人你会跟着生命的感觉走，你就有保护。
If you walk according to that life, you will be protected.
你会跟着生命的感觉走，你就会过基督徒的生活。
If you walk according to that life, you can live the Christian life.
你会跟着生命的感觉走，那么你就会侍奉神。
And if you follow that life, then you will know how to serve God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们人呢、啊，就是难处，我们就常常自作聪明，我们觉得我们很聪明，我们要很多的 knowledge， 很多知识，然后呢，好像我们来服侍。其实弄了这些知识，你还是不会服侍神。
Our problem is that we feel like we're too smart, and we have a lot of brains and methods, and yet, even with all our might, we can't serve God.
神说呢, 我给你一个最简单的路,
and God tells us, I'll give you an easy path.
就你, 只要顺着生命的感觉走就可以,
just follow the life.
所以你没有什么圣经的知识, 道理, 你一样可以服侍主。
So even if you don't have a bunch of spiritual knowledge, you can follow the Lord.
我们常常觉得主啊, 这个太简单了吧。
We tell the Lord this is too easy. So we don't want to walk on that path. So we use our biblical knowledge and our experience to try to serve the Lord. And then we suffer for it.
弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters, may we return to that life. And follow him. So from John chapter 4 to chapter 7,
就告诉我们这从一个泉源开始到最后变成一个江河,
from a spring of living water, it becomes a river.
主的第七章告诉我们说, 信我的人要从他腹中流出活水的江河。
He says, He who believes in me, out of him shall flow streams of living water. So do you see how clear this picture is? From a living spring to streams of living water. So our Lord says, I have come to give life and life more abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们的神是生命的主,
our Lord is the Lord of life,
教会是永生神的家,
and the church is the house of the living God.
我觉得我们中文呢,这个永生,我们老是一想到永生就是将来的事情, 对不对?
When we think of eternity, we think of things in the future.
英文很好, 英文是living God, 是现在的,
but living God refers to now.
那就是说呢, 教会是一个充满神生命的地方。
The church should be a place that is filled with God's presence.
教会不是一个宗教团体。
The church should not be a religious organization.
教会也不是整天说教的地方。
It shouldn't be a place where doctrines are just spoken.
教会是一个充满生命的地方。
It should be a place where you find life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要从全门经过。
We have to go through the fountain gate. And we have to go through the water gate.
你在刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，有一点点小小的活泉，你就可以亲近神了。
You know, when we first come to know the Lord, we have a small spring and we can worship God.
你过了几年之后，你生命丰盛之后，你就照着生命的丰盛亲近神。
And then as our life grows, it becomes a stream of living water.
这就是全门水门的这个意义。
And so this is the spiritual meaning behind the fountain gate and the water gate. And we have to pay attention to one thing.
从第七个门开始,
from the seventh gate
一直到第十个门,
to the tenth gate,
这些门都没有被毁坏,
these gates were actually not broken.
说明一件什么事情呢?
And so what does this tell us?
因为这些真理是仇敌没有办法毁坏的。
These are truths that the enemy cannot touch.
我想当初人西米带他们在修复这些城墙城门的时候，他们恐怕完全不懂得这个意思。And
when they were repairing the wall and the gates, they did not know the spiritual meaning.
但是神的手在那里管理这些。But
the hand of the Lord was upon the work.
所以圣经中所有的思想都是一致的。So
we know that the thought of God in throughout the Bible is a continuum.
这个水门代表生命。
The water gate represents life. And the enemy cannot overcome that life. Satan has the dominion of death in his hands. But whenever this death touches the life of Christ, the life swallows up death.
So today we can overcome the power of death by Jesus' life.
So for us to overcome the gates of Hades, we use the life of Christ.
哎呀,你不要老讲说,哎呀,我有很多知识,我懂哲学。我告诉你,魔鬼根本不怕哲学。
Don't think that you have much wisdom and you can
with philosophy
overcome Satan. Satan does not fear philosophy.
我说, 你今天几岁啊?
And I ask, how old are you today?
你知道, 如果从神造亚当算起来的话, 至少这个魔鬼有6000岁了, 你这个几岁跟6000岁怎么能比呢?
You know, Satan, if you start from when Adam was created, Satan is at least 6,000 years old. How can you compare with his knowledge and wisdom? How can our knowledge compare with that of Satan's? He will mock us. But when you bring the life of Christ, then Satan trembles. That life is an overcoming life. It's a resurrection life. It's a life that can never die. And death is powerless. So, brothers and sisters, the Lord's words are precious. So the water gate was not broken down. But the wall around it was slightly broken. So all they had to do was repair the wall. So we praise the Lord. And so we have to just repair the walls to protect, to preserve that life.
弟兄姊妹,今天早晨我要坚定地跟你们讲,
so today I want to stress
to you,
when you believe in the Lord, you have a life that cannot die. And the enemy cannot overcome this life. And you, when you live in that life, you will have an overcoming life. Dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord. I've declared this among many brothers and sisters everywhere. The Christian life is lived out, not performed. Do you hear this? The life of a Christian needs to be lived out. Religion is performed. Christians must live and not do. Some want to be a Christian and do things. And then you find that there's no joy in that. And then when Sunday rolls around, you think, oh, I have to go to the meeting again. You don't feel at peace if you don't go, and when you go, you feel bored. So, because you're trying to be a Christian. If we live in the life, when we think about meeting with brothers and sisters, we feel joy. I don't know how you think, but when I think of meetings, it brings joy to my heart. The old life prefers to go out and eat or go watch a movie. So brothers and sisters, we have to know how to abide in that life. And I hope that you've heard my proclamation. It's very important. So brothers and sisters, from the fountain gate to the water gate, it needs a dual wall to protect it.
对不起,没时间,我们需要往下讲。第八个门,马门,
the eighth gate is the horse gate. Let's quickly read this portion of scripture.
28节,
Verse 28,
从马门往上,众祭司各对自己的房屋修造。
Above the horse gate, the priests carried out repairs, each in front of his house.
这个马门是什么意思呢?
What is the horse gate?
马门是借着基督的征战的得胜来到神的跟前。
From the warfare and victory of our Lord Jesus, we gain victory.
我们知道 耶路撒冷的城墙上有一个门叫马门。
We know that in Jerusalem there is this horse gate.
这是以色列的战士们呢，他们军队的这个战马出入的地方。
This is where the army of Israel exited, on horses.
所以在圣经里面，这个马总是代表着征战的能力。
And so, in the Bible, the horse represents the power of warfare.
所以常常马有多少，就代表征战的力量有多大。
So the number of horses often represented how powerful your army was.
在圣经里面有多处圣经讲到这个马。
And throughout the Bible, the horse is mentioned.
我们看见以撒加利亚里面提到那个马，启示录里面提到马。
Zechariah mentions horses, and in Revelation it mentions horses.
启示录第十九章告诉我们，我们的主耶稣基督是骑着白马的。
And Revelation tells us that our Lord Jesus will ride a white horse.
所以这个马的多少是代表征战的能力。
And so the horse represents military strength.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们的主已经是得胜的。
Our Lord is already victorious.
所以在启示录里告诉我们，凡是跟随主耶稣基督的人都要得胜。
So Revelation tells us those who follow the Lamb shall overcome.
我们晓得在整个宇宙的里面，
We know that throughout creation,
最大的一次征战是加略山上。
The greatest battle that ever took place happened at Calvary.
那一次的征战决定了整个宇宙的命运。
That battle at Calvary determined all of creation.
我们的主耶稣在那里有了一次完全的得胜。
And our Lord was victorious once and for all.
所以他永远是得胜的王。
And so he is the victorious king.
哇，今天呢，我们是跟着主耶稣一起打属灵的仗。
And today we wage spiritual warfare with our Lord.
你知道吗？这个如果两个战争上面哈，你知道你是绝对打赢的。
You know, during a battle, if you are guaranteed victory,
那当兵的人呢，个个都想去，对不对？
Then everyone wants to go on to that battlefield.
因为赢的嘛。
Because you know that you will win.
就像美国打伊拉克一样，他们晓得这个战争一定赢的，所以每个士兵都要去。
When we took over Iraq, all the soldiers wanted to go.
因为军人呢，只有打仗才有战功的，打仗之后才有功劳的。
Because soldiers cherish the medals they obtain.
你打完仗之后回来才能升官。
And when you come home from battle, then you are elevated in position.
你想看这个战争是一定赢的，你要不要去啊？
If you're guaranteed the victory, don't you want to go?
弟兄姊妹们，有一天我在主面思想到这个时候，哎呀，里面就开始喜乐起来了。
And when I thought upon this matter one time, I was filled with joy.
好多基督徒很怕打属灵的仗。
Many Christians fear spiritual warfare.
这个稳赢的，你为什么不去呢？
If you're guaranteed the victory, why not go?
因为主已经把这场仗已经整个打赢了。
The Lord has given us victory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要从马门经过。
We have to go through the horse gate
跟随这位征战得胜的主
to follow our victorious king.
所以在这里修造的人呢，
so those who repaired the horse gate,
我们看见都是祭司，
they were priests.
所以这更说明一件事情，侍奉就是征战。
It tells us that service is warfare.
他这里告诉我们呢，这些祭司们呢，就是面对着自己的房屋在那里修造。
It says the priests were carrying out repairs each in front of his house.
这是个重要的提醒。
This is a reminder to us.
今天你要侍奉主，你要先把家顾好了。
When we serve the Lord, our house has to be in order first.
的确，我们家如果顾不好，想好好服侍也很困难。
If we can't take care of our own homes, then it's difficult to serve.
所以我们的家庭生活跟教会的侍奉是连在一起的。
So our family life and our church life are intimately linked.
这很重要。
And this is important.
那么今天教会在地上呢，也是战士。
The church on the earth today is in warfare.
It's a fighter.
Ephesians chapter 6 tells us.
啊, 教会是一个 soldier, 是一个战士。
啊, we are soldiers.
啊, 保罗在提摩太后书也告诉鼓励我们每个弟兄姊妹都要做主耶稣基督的精兵。啊,
and Paul in 2 Timothy tells us that we are all soldiers of Christ.
所以呢, 弟兄姊妹, 这个马门,
so the horse gate,
那是讲到 我们在基督里跟随着他的得胜而征战
speaks of how we follow the victory of our Lord Jesus and wage spiritual warfare.
第九个门,
and the ninth gate,
叫做东门,
the east gate.
这个东门, 我们读一下哈, 在29节和30节,
the east gate is found in verses 29 and 30.
其次是因麦的儿子撒都对着自己的房屋修造，其次是守东门的示迦尼的儿子示玛雅修造，其次是示利米亚的儿子哈拿尼亚和撒拉的第六子哈嫩又修一段，其次是比利加的儿子米苏兰对着自己的房屋修造。
After them, Zadok the son of Immer carried out repairs in front of his house, and after Shemaiah the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, carried out repairs. And after him, Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanan, the sixth son of Zalaph, repaired another section. And after him, Meshullam, the son of Berechiah, carried out repairs in front of his own quarters.
这个东门呢, 这个以色列人呢, 也称它为金门,
the eastern gate was also called the Golden Gate.
那么在以西结书里面告诉我们，这个东门呢，它是一直封闭住的。
It tells us in Ezekiel that the east gate was always shut.
因为以色列人有个盼望，弥赛亚会来。Because
the Israelites had this hope that the Messiah would enter through that gate.
所以这个东门呢，是只为着弥赛亚而开放。The
east gate would only open to the Messiah.
因为这个东门呢，面对的是那个橄榄山。
And the east gate faced the Mount of Olives.
啊, 那么也是向着日出之地, 向着太阳。
And it was facing the sun, sunrise.
所以主耶稣像公义的日头。
And our Lord is like the sun.
所以这个门呢, 是以色列百姓不能进入的。
And so the people of Israel could not enter or exit this gate.
但对基督徒来讲, 这什么意思呢?
What does this mean for Christians?
我们是借着基督再来的盼望来到神的跟前。
Through the hope of the return of our Lord, we come to God.
你们知道全世界啊, 最贵的坟地在哪里吗?
Do you know where the most expensive burial ground is in the world?
有人告诉我们, 全世界最贵的坟地就是在以色列那个耶路撒冷城墙那个东门前面的那块地是最贵的。
Some have told us that the piece of burial ground that's most expensive is a little plot just next to the eastern gate.
今天那个你如果到以色列去你看那个耶路撒冷那个东门那里啊，这里好多人埋在那里。
If you go to Jerusalem today, you'll find people buried next to the East Gate.
哇，那都是犹太人中间的什么大祭司啊！
You'll find that the high priests in among the Jews.
或者有些天主教的一些人呐，或者是基督，那都有钱的，你才能埋在那里啊。Or
very wealthy Catholics. A lot of wealthy people are buried there.
因为他们根据圣经主耶稣回来说要从那个门经过，所以他们就埋在那等主耶稣呢。Because
according to the Bible, the Lord will enter through that gate, and so they're buried there waiting for our Lord.
所以这个东门前面的这块地也变得贵得不得了。So
the burial plot next to the eastern gate is very expensive.
因为那块地有限。Because
it's limited.
所以你想去也不行。
So if you want to go there, you can't.
弟兄姊妹们，但是感谢主，我们不需要埋在那里。
But praise the Lord, we don't need to be buried there.
我们重要的是我们要先有一个好的、好好的预备的心，迎接主的再来。
What's more important is that we have a prepared heart for our Lord's return.
所以这里有守东门的。
And so there are those who keep the east gate, keepers.
弟兄姊妹们，今天呢？ 这个对我们来讲有非常宝贵属灵的意义了。
And this has spiritual meaning behind it.
我们应该有一个生活,
we ought to have a life
是等候主回来的生活,
that awaits the Lord's return.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
哎呀, 直到今天呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 我对这个感觉越来越重。
This feeling is growing heavier and heavier upon me.
我真是渴望主快快地回来。
I truly desire to see the Lord's return.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你的感觉如何。
I don't know how you feel about this matter.
我在有些地方一提到说主的再来, 我看有些弟兄姊妹这个就不太高兴。
When I mention the Lord's return in several places, brothers and sisters aren't too happy.
为什么? 这个世界他还没享受够。
Because they haven't fully enjoyed the world.
你看我刚刚才做了一个这么好的事业, 主就回来不就没了吗? 主你晚一点回来吧,先让我享受享受再回来。
Some may say, I've gotten this really nice career. I haven't even enjoyed it yet. If you come back now, I won't get to enjoy it, so come back later.
弟兄姊妹,你喜欢这个吗?
Is this true?
我是不喜欢。
It's not true for me.
哎呀,我说主啊,这是愿你快来啊。
My prayer is that the Lord would return soon.
我们感觉今天在地上做人就很辛苦了。
We feel that it's difficult to be a person on this earth.
再加上这个重担,那个重担,真的很苦。
With all the burdens around us, it is very difficult.
因为主一回来,我们就真正安息了,对不对?
When the Lord returns, we will have true rest.
心里面实在渴望。
That is the desire of my heart.
不过呢,我也有一点点私心了,我有点私心。
But there is some hesitation.
Selfish感觉。
There is, I think this way for selfish reasons.
因为虽然我这个服侍主讲道讲了40年,
even though I've been preaching for 40 years,
哎呀,我真的也觉得很辛苦,觉得很害怕。
I feel very tired and I am afraid.
因为主回来我一个好处,主回来之后我从此就不需要讲道了。
And my selfish reason is that when the Lord returns, I won't have to preach anymore.
当然这是个人一点私心的。
But this is my own selfish thought.
但是真的,主回来是好得无比的。
But it's true, when the Lord returns, it will be incomparable.
我们看看今天世界的变化,看看整个环境上的变化。
When we see the changes in this world and in our society,
我们知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We realize that the return of our Lord is near.
愿主使我们里面充满了爱慕的心。
May the Lord give us a longing in our hearts.
保罗告诉我们,
The Apostle Paul tells us, those who long for the appearing of our Lord will receive their crown. So, brothers and sisters, this truth of the Lord's return, nothing can block it, and the enemy cannot destroy it. So, if we hold fast, that is enough. So this door was not broken.
但是墙上面呢,有一点点坏,
but again, the walls needed a little bit of repair.
头一个世纪,
so we see in the first century,
在圣徒中就有人讲说,哪里有什么主再来的事,根本没有的了。
They were saying that the Lord's not going to return.
保罗就说,如果主没有回来,没有主回来的事,那我们就吃吃喝喝吧,对不对?
Then the Apostle Paul replied, if the Lord isn't going to return, then all we have to do is eat and drink.
没有主回来的事情,那个爱世界的,那个吃喝享受的圣徒,有福了。
Then if the Lord isn't going to return, then those who squander their wealth in the world will be blessed.
那我们在这里突然表现守节心清,战战兢兢地过生活。 你不是吃亏了吗?
Then there's no point in living a holy life.
不,弟兄姊妹们,
but this is not true, brothers and sisters, because the truth of the Lord's return is real.
不管人怎么说,
it doesn't matter what man may say, this truth cannot be wiped out.
仇敌再怎么厉害做,
it doesn't matter how strong the enemy works, the Lord will return. And this truth has to be upheld.
感谢主在这里啊,有一个人,他第六个儿子叫哈嫩呢,
we praise the Lord. There was this sixth son, Hanan, and he was doing the repair.
我们不知道他到底有多少儿子。
We don't know how many sons this guy actually had.
至少这里圣经讲他第六个儿子爱主的是好的。
This sixth son loved the Lord.
所以圣经给他记载下来。
And so the Lord recorded his name.
所以我们还是需要好好地扶持我们的后代。
And so again, a reminder to bring up our children well.
最后一个门。
The last door.
叫哈米佛甲门。
The inspection gate.
我们把圣经读一下。
31节32节。其次是银匠马基亚修造到尼提宁和商人的房屋，对着哈米佛甲门直到城的角楼。 After him, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths, carried out repairs as far as the house of the temple servants and of the merchants, in front of the inspection gate, and as far as the upper room of the corner.
银匠与商人在城的角楼和羊门中间修造。
And between the upper room of the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and merchants carried out repairs.
这个哈米佛甲门属灵的意思就是说借着基督的审判来到神的跟前。
The inspection gate speaks of how through the judgment of Christ we come before God.
因为哈米佛甲这个意思呢就是重审重新审判。
The inspection gate represents a second judgment.
A review
or judgment.
那么我们都知道圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us that one day we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and we will be judged.
所以主来的日子呢,
so the coming of our Lord is also judgment day.
圣经说,
and each will be judged according to his deeds.
啊,
No one can represent someone else.
丈夫不能代替妻子，妻子不能代替丈夫。
A husband can't represent his wife, and vice versa.
父母不能代替儿女，儿女也不能代替父亲。
And the parents can't represent their kids or take the place of their kids, and vice versa.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
and so, brothers and sisters,
将来我们都要到神的审判台前。
Every one of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
圣经讲审判要从神的家起手。
And it speaks of, the Bible speaks of how judgment will first come to the household of God.
圣经也说, 到那个审判时, 我们在地上所说的每一句闲话, 都要供出来, 你看多可怕。
And do you know how frightening that judgment will be? Every word that is spoken from our mouths will be judged.
但是如果你是聪明人的话呢,
but if you are a wise person,
你今天就活在基督的审判台前。
Today you will live before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们仰望主的血来洁净我们。
We rely upon the blood of our Lord Jesus to cleanse us.
希伯来书有个很大的福音啊。
Hebrews gives us the good news.
他说呢, 我们的罪一经主血的这个洗净之后呢, 神就不再纪念。
It says, when our sins are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, they are no longer remembered by God.
你看英文翻得更好, 神就整个忘恩。 No longer remember, 就是神就不再记念，就是整个忘记了。
God forgets our sins.
啊，你说怎么会有这样的事情呢？
And you say, how can this be?
所以有一个弟兄解释的很好。So
one time a brother explained this well.
他说，因为神是全智的神。Because
God is all knowing,
all wisdom,
all wise.
所以呢，他呢可以全部记住，也可以全部忘记。He
can. He can completely remember or completely forget.
我们这个记忆力啊, 是不完全的。
Our memory is imperfect.
我们该记的记不住, 该忘的又忘不了, 这是我们的记忆。
The things we ought to remember, we don't, and the things we ought to forget, we don't.
比方说是弟兄得罪我了。
If a brother wrongs me,
我靠主的恩典, 我说弟兄我赦免你。
By the grace of our Lord, we say, Brother, I forgive you. And yet, every time I see the person, I remember how he wronged me.
我忘不掉的，对不对？
Because I can't forget.
但是呢，在圣经看，这是福音啊！基督的血一洗净，就神就完全忘记了，你看多好啊！But
the Bible tells us that when we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus, God forgets.
所以今天我们就要活在神审判的台前。And
so today we ought to live before the judgment seat of Christ.
当主光照我们。
When the Lord enlightens us.
有得罪神的。
When we have wronged our God.
我们求主求神赦免。
We ask for forgiveness.
我们有得罪人的。
If we forgive for if we wrong man.
我们去好好把它对付掉。
Then we take care of that.
那么主的血洗得干干净净的。
And the blood of our Lord cleanses us.
将来你到基督审判台前的时候呢。
And one day when we come before the judgment seat of Christ.
你就清清省省就进天堂了。Then
very easily we enter into heaven.
最不智慧的人,
those with the foolish ones.
就是呢,有点错,把它遮住,盖住,这个不让人家知道,
if you have a wrong, you cover it up. You hide it.
神就告诉我们说,你在做什么?你在做储蓄啊, deposit.
What God tells us is you're actually making deposits.
你就把这个罪存一个在那，存到最后到审判台前来审判，那你就那个时候你就不知道怎么办了，你恐怕咬牙切齿后悔了，对不对？
You're storing up sins, and for what? For the judgment seat of Christ. And if we do it that way, we will be weeping and gnashing our teeth.
所以这个哈米佛甲门对我们来讲有重要的经历啊。So
this inspection gate is an important experience.
感谢神的恩典。We
thank the grace of God.
你看在这里是谁在这里修造这个墙？Do
you know who is repairing this gate?
是那个匠人、银匠，还能是商人。The
goldsmiths and the merchants are repairing the wall.
我们知道在做生意的事情上面最多的这些乱七八糟的事情，对不对啊？
We know it's very chaotic when you're a merchant.
所以呢，这个商人呢，赶快去修这个墙啊。So
of course the merchants are the ones that do this repair.
这是聪明的商人。These
are the wise merchants.
今天就求主用血了把它洗干净。That
today we ask the Lord to cleanse us by His blood.
啊，今天弟兄姊妹们，生活的富裕常常很容易叫我们犯罪的。
Because we are living in this world, we commit many sins. How often we need the grace of our Lord. We thank our Lord. These 10 gates represent 10 truths. Today we need to abide in these truths so that we can come before God.
这些归回的人，他们重新建造城墙城门的时候，就是十个门。So
during the return from captivity, there were these 10 gates.
那么我们讲到这最后面的四个门，那个真理是不能被毁灭。The
last four truths cannot be abolished.
啊，但是呢，我们需要把那个墙把它修复起来。But
the walls surrounding these truths have to be strengthened.
那么从哈米基甲门那里再修过来，就连到了羊门了。
And from the inspection gate, when you continue to repair the wall, you come again to the sheep gate. So in reality, it's from sheep gate to sheep gate. It's the recovery process. So if we look at biblical truth, it is from salvation to salvation. From grace unto grace.
这圣经的完整的思想,
and this is the complete thought found here in the Bible.
也是从羔羊在祭坛上，直到羔羊在宝座上。
From the lamb upon the altar to the lamb upon the throne.
所以是羔羊来总结一切。
So it is the lamb who completes all the work.
将来整个宇宙里面也是被羔羊所充满。
And at the end, all of creation will be filled with the Lamb.
所以尼希米记第三章，这是奇妙的真理啊。And
so there is a miraculous truth found here in Nehemiah chapter 3.
这完全是神的心意。This
is what is in God's heart.
我们晓得在主回来之前,
we know that prior to the Lord's return,
撒旦要针对教会的城墙城门, 要实行最严厉的攻击。
Satan will fiercely attack the wall and the gate.
我们今天如果有一点属灵的感觉，
if we even have a bit of spiritual feeling,
你就能看见今天教会在地上已经处在一种城墙被毁、城门被火焚烧的状态里面。
We will see the condition of the church today, how its walls are being broken and its gates being burnt.
愿主的话提醒我们这个重要。
May the Lord's words remind us of this importance.
愿圣灵在我们里面呼召我们。
May the Spirit call us.
让我们能成为这个被掳归回的这个余数。
That we might be considered the remnant.
我们起来答应神的呼召来修复。
That we might arise and rebuild.
弟兄姊妹，这是得胜生活的秘诀。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the secret to a victorious life.
在我自己的感觉中，
my own personal feeling,
旧约最后这一段被掳归回的历史，
this last chapter of history in the Old Testament,
它的重要性是跟启示录一模一样的，
is just as important as the Revelation.
所以盼望主借着这些话恩待我们。
So may the Lord, through His words, give us grace.
光照我们。
May He enlighten us.
提醒我们。
And remind us.
激励我们。
May He encourage us.
那么让我们能抓住最后一点的机会。
That we might take hold of the opportunities He has given us.
好好地追随
主。To follow Him faithfully.
让我们改变我们的态度。
May we have a change in our attitude.
不要觉得无所谓。
And do not take these matters casually.
盼望我们没有失去主所要我们得着的。
May we not lose the reward that the Lord wants us to gain.
当主回来的时候，
so that when He returns,
我们能够欢欢喜喜的来迎接他。
We will receive Him with joy.
愿主用这些话祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May He bless the brothers and sisters with these words.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是说话的神。
You are a God who speaks.
一直到今天，你仍旧对着你的教会说话。
Even today, you are speaking to your church.
主啊，当你的话成为亮光的时候，
When your words become light,
我们就有明确的路可以跟随你。
Then it is a light unto our path.
当你的话成为能力的时候，
And when your word becomes strength,
我们的生命中就满有能力。
Our lives are filled with your strength.
当你的话成为生命的时候，
and when your words become life,
我们里面就满得供应。
Then we are supplied within.
主啊，求你开通我们里面的耳朵。
Lord, may you open our inner ears,
让我们能听见你的声音。
That we might hear your voice.
主，特别在这个末后的时代，
That in these latter days,
当你快回来的时候，
just before your return,
主啊，仇敌要用所有的力量来攻击你的教会。
Lord, we are reminded that your enemy will attack your church.
因为我们能成为蒙恩的余数。
May we be like the remnant.
我们答应你的呼召。
To respond to your call.
我们能够起来。
May we arise.
与你一同做恢复的工作。
And do your recovery work.
愿你的教会活在你的面前。
May your church live before you.
愿你的教会真是成为永生神的家。
And may your church be the house of the living God.
愿这里成为你安息的地方。
May this be a place where you find rest.
愿在这里你得着所有圣徒们的侍奉和敬拜。
And may you receive all the worship and service of the saints.
也愿所有的弟兄姊妹都欢喜快乐地生活在你的面前。
And may all the brothers and sisters live and serve before you joyfully.
主啊，我们渴望你回来。
Lord, we long for your return.
愿你快来。
May you return soon.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.